from Entertainment Tonight. Kevin Frazier is on the phone. What up, Kevin?
How are you, Tom?
I'm good. You all interviewed the concierge at the Paris Hotel where Kim Kardashian was robbed?
Yeah, Tom, it's crazy because, you know, he talked for the first time, and he kind of opened up about what really happened that night. And I think the real revelation, that the thing that will surprise people, is that the guys who came there, they came to rob all the apartments. They came to get everybody, and they stumbled upon Kim. Kim was the one they got. But they came to rob everybody, and they wanted to get all the celebs in there. Robin Thicke was there at that night of the robbery. And also, when they got there, and they put a gun through the door. The concierge had opened the door to go see what they wanted. They put a gun through the door, and they immediately asked him, where are the security cameras? And he told them, they don't have security cameras, which the robbers didn't believe. And so he said he thought that that was going to be when he got it, because they were like, tell us where the security cameras are. And this is what's really frightening, is that this place didn't have security cameras.
Or yeah.
They weren't functioning, and they constantly had all these stars in there because Jennifer Lawrence was there just a few days before. So it really just goes to show you that you really have to check your security. And then they didn't know about Kim's jewelry. That's the other thing. That, you know, she talked about how, oh, they robbed her because of the social media postings and her showing off those rings. They came to get cash and get out. They weren't looking for that jewelry. So they were really surprised, and she gave them the ring.
Okay, so this happened a few months ago. Why is the concierge just not speaking?
You know, everybody has kind of been silent because,
yeah.
You know, the whole, like, the
police
whole circle,
have been silent.
And here's what you have to remember, Tom. The surveillance video that we knew about the day after just came out last week. So it's been a minute, and everything has trickled out slow. Remember, we're dealing with the French police. Nah, this isn't America. This is the French police. But I do find it fascinating, and I do find the other thing fascinating is that, you know, she was out night before last at Kanye's concert here in L.A., her first real outing, and once again, there were the cameras. Now, the concierge, he swears up and down. He said, you know, because so many people questioned this at first. There were people who said, is this a stunt by the Kardashians? And the first thing he wanted to get off his chest was that, no, it was a real robbery. There was a gun in his face. He was, you know, tied up and bound, just like Kim was tied up and bound, that, you know, they were both in the middle of this crazy experience. But, you know, you see the cameras going with her to the Kanye concert. You see the cameras following her around. And so,
everywhere.
And having been in the hospital when Lamar was sick and them, you know, promising that you'd never see footage or no one was shooting, and then they used their cell phones, that's why people are skeptical.
And also, Kevin, this is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey,
the Kardashians stuff has been based on deception. Her marriage to Chris Humphries, you know, the conspiracy theory about the sex tape. You know, I mean, it's been so much deception that people can't, you know, they're skeptical because they don't know what the real truth is, just with them in the reality. That when Caitlyn was going through her thing, they kept saying no. So I think that is also it.
Right. I agree with you 100% because you don't know where the line is between real and reality TV. So it really gets blurred, and that's why I think so many people were skeptical in this situation. So it is interesting that this concierge comes out, and it is interesting to learn that it was happenstance, in a sense, that she got robbed. And when her security guard, Pascal, called, the concierge said, hey, that's her security guard calling. He's going to be coming back here soon. You better get out. And so
where was her personal security?
Okay, so
out with the sisters.
Pascal, who's their personal security, she went in. She said, I'm done for the night. And so then they asked, would he go out with the sisters? And so he left with the sisters.
Only one guy for all of them?
I'm surprised they didn't have security themselves.
One guy, Pascal. And you know how you've seen him? He's this massive guy. He did the Black Eyed Peas for a while. He's done a lot of people. He has been security for a lot of folks. And he left and then was going to head back. And Kim was okay with that. And that's why, you know, they didn't have an issue with Pascal, because they said go. Because they felt safe in that hotel because so many stars stay there.
But Kevin, I have to just really quick question. Who said his security's on his way back? Or her security's on the way back? The concierge alerted them? Who alerted?
The concierge looked down. The phone was ringing, and he said everybody stopped and looked at the phone like, uh-oh, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And the concierge said, that's her security. He's on his way back.
Why would he say that? To the robbers?
To the
robbers. To try and make them leave. Yeah.
To try and make them leave. And because I think he realized.
Let him get caught.
I think he realized that they weren't professionals. This was a group of bumbling. Look, these guys are professionals, and they were rummaging through, and they kept asking for money. They wanted cash. They didn't want jewelry. They didn't want, you know, clothes or anything like that. They wanted cash.
I know they didn't want Kanye's clothes.
Did they look like Kanye's cousins? There's that theory going around,
from
too.
From Chicago.
Right. You heard that theory?
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard a lot of different theories. But, no, these were French guys, and they were – and their whole thing was to come and get cash from everybody. So Robin Thicke, who was there, is very lucky. Everybody
have
else
been caught?
Is very lucky.
They haven't been caught.
No.
If they haven't been caught, then they're pretty professional. Hello?
No, it just means they haven't been caught.
Hold on. But, Kim, listen to this now. You're talking about a place that's supposed to be so secure, this group of apartments, these 11 apartments, that's supposed to be so secure, and the keypad number has been the same for 2 years, and there are no surveillance cameras, so they have no video of this place.
Well, they say that there is surveillance cameras. There. The surveillance cameras are not there to give discretion for the artists,
right,
you know, and the famous people to keep their business down. It's what we've been told. Yeah.
When Robin Thicke brings in somebody that wasn't Paula Patton.
Kevin, what's your feeling? What's your feeling on all this?
Well, I hear what you're saying about the security cameras, but at the end of the day, there has to be minimal security for these people, and then they can erase it. It erases. You can erase it every 5 days, every 30 days, every 60 days. That's the first thing that triggered in my mind is why isn't there video? Why aren't they keeping these people safe? And how are these people so lax that they're in this place and they know they stayed here last year and the security code's the same as last year? Mm-hmm. That would scare me. So there were a couple of things.
You get complacent.
That made me really, at first, after the experience in Las Vegas with Lamar, made me feel like, what's really going on? But now having heard this guy, okay, I believe it was a robbery. I do believe it was a robbery, but I will be upset if I see this on TV.
Why did he take them to Kim Kardashian as opposed to Robin Thicke?
And that's the fascinating thing.
He wasn't going to anything from Robin Thicke.
Yeah, but the concierge didn't. You know,
they went straight to Kim's apartment. Straight to Kim's apartment.
So I'm going,
which makes it seem like an inside job.
Sounds like an inside
job. She probably
had
the biggest one, too, though, you know. It might have been the baller suite.
She didn't tip him.
There's only 11 suites.
She didn't tip him.
She didn't tip the concierge. She was like, I'll show you.
It just sounds kind of weird that the concierge took him straight to Kim if they didn't know that Kim was there.
I will tell you the other thing to watch tonight. Watch the concierge's face while he's talking. Well, look at his face and tell me what you think.
Okay.
Look at his face.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
Does he look like Kanye's cousin from Chicago?
From Chicago.
I'm gonna look at his face.
That insurance money.
Yeah. All right, Kevin.
Thanks,
Frazier.
Kevin.
We'll check it out.
Yeah, thank you,
Entertainment
Kevin.
Entertainment Tonight. Exclusive interview with the concierge involved in the Kardashian robbery.